Today, we're diving into the chi-squared test of independence, a fundamental tool in statistics that helps us determine whether two categorical variables are related or if they operate independently, kind of like asking, are peanut butter and jelly truly meant to go together, or is it just a coincidence that we see them paired so often? What is the chi-squared test of independence? Imagine you walk into a cafeteria and notice most people eating burgers are also drinking soda, while those eating salads mostly have water. You might wonder, is food choice independent of drink preference, or is there a real association? That's what this test helps us figure out. In formal terms, the chi-squared test examines whether two categorical variables, like gender and job type, or food and drink choices, are independent, or if there's a significant relationship between them. Independence. The occurrence of one variable doesn't affect the other, e.g., flipping a coin and rolling a die. Dependence. The occurrence of one variable is linked to another, e.g., drinking coffee and staying awake. The key steps: prepare, check, calculate, conclude. Let's break it down using an example from the document, Employment in Healthcare by Gender. Step 1. Prepare. We set up our hypotheses. Null hypothesis, H0. Gender and job title are independent, meaning gender doesn't influence job selection. Alternative hypothesis, H1. Gender does influence job choice. Step 2. Check before running the test. We verify conditions. 1. Data comes from a random sample. 2. Observations are independent. 3. Expected frequencies for each category should be at least 5, so we don't draw conclusions from too few observations. Think of it like making sure you have enough jelly beans in each jar before testing if people prefer red over green. Step 3. Calculate the chi-squared test compares observed versus expected counts in a contingency table. Observed. Actual counts in each category. Expected. What we'd expect if variables were independent, calculated using row and column totals. It works by summing up squared differences between observed and expected counts, divided by expected counts. Imagine you and a friend split a pizza evenly, but your friend keeps taking bigger slices. The test tells us if the difference is random or if they're stealing all the good slices on purpose. Step 4. Conclude target. If the test statistic is large way bigger than the critical value, we reject the null hypothesis, meaning there's evidence that gender and job title are not independent, possibly due to hiring biases. If the test statistic is small, we fail to reject the null hypothesis, meaning any difference could just be due to chance. In the healthcare example, we found strong evidence that job type is influenced by gender, likely due to factors like traditional gender roles in the workforce. Why does this matter? The chi-squared test is used in sociology, biology, business, and beyond. Scientists use it to check if a new drug's effectiveness depends on patient demographics. Businesses use it to see if customer preferences vary by location. Movie producers could test if certain film genres appeal more to specific age groups. Just like detective work, it helps uncover hidden relationships in data. Final thought. Next time you notice patterns, whether it's coffee drinkers being night owls or left-handed people being more artistic, remember, the chi-squared test is here to tell us if it's real or just a coincidence. Thanks for tuning in to Stats in Action. See you next time. Blast off.